Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
No, I haven't thought about it. I do like highlight tapes, but I don't like being a part of other people's highlight tapes. I mean, he's an absolutely tremendous football player. He's one of the greatest of all times. And yeah, I mean, he's a force to be reckoned with. And we got to be ready for everything that they can throw at us. But you have to be aware of where 95's at all times.
Josh Allen said he hasn't thought about Myles Garrett getting the sack record against him. I guess that's a good thing if he hasn't thought about it. Hasn't crossed his mind at all? I mean, Garrett's a sack and a half away. You're not thinking about, oh my God, is this guy going to get me a couple times during the game, right? I can believe that part of it for sure. But they know who Myles Garrett is, and I'm sure they're aware that he's chasing a record in some capacity. He is 1.5 sacks shy of the all-time record. He has 21. The all-time record is 22. So he's a sack shy of tying it. And getting to 22.5 would break the all-time record. And that was Michael Strahan. I remember when that happened. That was a taking a dive by Brett Favre, essentially, but that was in the last game of the year. I would not expect Josh Allen to do anything like that to give Myles Garrett the record. You don't want to be on other people's highlight tapes, he says. Getting posterized, as the kids say. But if Myles Garrett does get the record against the Bills, of course, you'll see that everywhere, but he has a couple more games to advance that record, and the new record, would keep to continue. So the next sack would be the record after that. Think of it that way. Let's go to Ray and Clarence. Thanks for holding, Ray. I appreciate that. You're on WGR.
Oh, my pleasure. In fact, I forgot I was even on hold. I thought I was just listening to you and Paul.
Well, there you go. Hopefully that's good radio then.
You know, I have a couple thoughts and a question that I've just been mulling over in my head. I'm so glad that the Chiefs have not made the play or not making the playoffs this year, let alone the Super Bowl. I still take pride in the Bills' 4 Super Bowls in a row. And anytime somebody comes close, I'm just glad it's over. You know, the Chiefs can still not tie or still have that lead. I'm also grateful for, like many people have probably said, I'm glad we re-signed Cook in, before the season, because imagine if we had to re-up him now, you know, the value probably would have gone up $3-4 million.
100%.
And then, you know, lastly, call me crazy, but if we're going to get the 5 seed, I am hoping that Houston gets in as the 7th seed. And I know a lot's got to happen, and here's my thinking. I want to host the AFC Championship game if we're not going to get that 1 seed, but you need one of those 6 or 7 seed teams to win. And I think Houston is the only team that I feel confident, at least at this point, saying that they could win 2 road games, which would, and I hate to play them in the championship game, but if it means having a home game, I'm willing to do that than go 3 on the road. What do you think about that?
I don't think you're crazy at all. I just had some interaction with some people yesterday about this, which is, would you rather go to Pittsburgh or play X team, even Houston, at home? And some said, I'd rather play at home no matter what. It doesn't matter who the opponent is. So if you're talking AFC Championship game at home, of course, right? I don't think you're crazy at all. Get Houston in because they can knock off teams to give you that possibility.
Correct.
It's certainly one. We couldn't know the prediction and how it plays out. But I don't think you're crazy to think about that. I think if the Texans came to Buffalo in round 1, round 2, or in the AFC Championship, the Bills are favored. The Bills are going to be favored in that game.
That's why I wanted Kansas City in as the 7th seed if Houston wasn't going to do it, because I felt like they were another team that could do it.
See, that's an interesting one, and I think you're right about that, but man, the ghosts of Chiefs past would just be too tough to bear, maybe, you know what I mean?
Have a good day, Sal.
You got it, Ray. Thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. That's, I don't think he's crazy to think about that. By the way, I made a mistake. The NFL record is 22.5 by Michael Strahan. My apologies. And right now, I was a half sack off that. Myles Garrett at 21.5. So Garrett would need one. He still would need one, though, to tie the record. He would need 1.5 to break the record. And then every sack he has after that subsequently breaks the record, right? So, you know, you could have every one of those on highlight films and reels and tapes. Okay. Dan Dale's my producer. Dan, do you know who Terry McCauley is, right? You know who Terry McCauley is? Who is Terry McCauley? You heard him last night.
He is the almighty ref guy who comes in and gives his thoughts of, oh, it may be this.
Okay, he's the rules analyst for Thursday Night Football, right?
Right.
The rules analyst for Thursday Night Football, Terry McCauley. I actually thought he did a really good job yesterday on the explanation of the two-point play. But I just had, Terry McCauley just quote tweeted me on Twitter. I just want you to know that. Because I quote tweeted him and he quote tweeted me. Nothing bad. It was good. It was good interaction here. So there's a big debate about last night's play. In case you haven't seen it, here's what happened in last night's play. I think this is a fascinating topic and debate, actually. If you love football and you've played football, you've been around football, I think it really heightens the debate about it, which is, there was a two-point play by the Seahawks last night. They were trying to tie the game, okay?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Lateral the ball. They throw a screen, a tunnel screen. It gets knocked down and rolls into the end zone incomplete. Everybody runs off the field. Okay, we didn't get the two-point conversion. Okay? All of a sudden, Terry McCauley comes on our screen and goes, wait a minute. Just so everybody knows, this was actually a backward pass. It went lateral down the line, which means it's backward. It was backward. Lateral is backward. And because of that, it actually counts as a fumble. So just so everybody knows the regular rules on this, any pass that goes backward is not a pass credited to the quarterback. It is a run credited to the running back who catches it or wide receiver. It's a run. It's a run play. It's just like a pitch. There's no difference between a pass backward overhand or a toss sweep. So if you see Josh Allen throw the ball backward to Khalil Shakir actually gets a running play stat out of it, okay, if that makes sense for everybody. So it's a backward pass, all right? So, anyway, that being said, the point is, that is a fumble when it goes backward and it's not caught. Because it's a running play. He says, hey, this is actually backward, so that's a fumble. Well, everybody ran off the field. Except Zach Charbonnet, I believe it was, right? Because the ball was laying in the end zone, just innocuously picked it up. So, they gave him 2 points. They tied the game. Here's the problem. The whistle had already blown. But here's the other problem. The rule actually allows that to happen. So Terry McCauley is explaining this to people today on X, which is, hey, this has been the rule for a while now. And I remember that when this became a rule, I've never been for this rule, by the way. And this is why we had a back and forth. That if the whistle blows, and it's a continuation to pick up a fumble, and then they realize the whistle shouldn't have blown, they allow the fumble recovery. I think that's crap, to be honest with you. And here's why. Shouldn't have used that word, but you know what I mean. I think that should not be the reason why. That should not be the rule. And here's why. Folks, a basic tenor of football, and all sports really, but especially a violent game like football where you have collisions and people hitting each other, you can't play past the whistle. You can't. You can't teach kids that. We don't teach kids this at the lowest of levels. You don't teach them to play past the whistle. You teach them to play to the whistle, and that is it. You know why? And I use kids as an example, because as they get older, can you imagine saying, no, you can go past the whistle. Yeah, it's still a fumble. Go jack the guy up. Dude's standing around. That is a basic tenet of football. You play until the whistle blows, and that is it. So that said, how can you allow a play to happen after the whistle's blown? I understand the concept. I understand why. I understand they get it wrong. We see it in hockey all the time. How many times do we see a hockey goal where they go, sorry, it probably should have counted, but we blew the whistle. Do you know why they don't allow it? Because once the whistle blows, people are taught to stop in sports. It is Pavlov's dog. Pavlov's dog. What is that, right? Dog, here's something, right? The bell, the whistle, you know, the whole thing. They're trained. You are trained as an athlete to stop at the whistle. Basketball, hockey, football, anything with a whistle, you stop. You know why? Because it's dangerous not to do that. It was wild last night. I'm in the moment going, oh my God, like this is crazy. I can't believe this. But honestly, it's a stupid rule. What are we doing? We're allowing plays to happen after the whistle has blown. So my response to Terry McCauley was this whole thing. It's a basic concept we teach kids at the youngest of levels. Playing to the whistle, not after. Football's a violent game. Allowing plays to extend after the whistle is dangerous, both physically and as a precedent. So he then quote tweeted me, Terry McCauley, and he said, the competition committee considered this many years ago when the replay rules added for fumble backward pass recoveries during the immediate continuing action. They've shown no inclination to reevaluate, and I'm certain it will not change. FYI, the college rule is the same. I don't care. The rule's dumb. They should reevaluate. We're teaching the wrong things. It's sports. You can't tell people it's okay to play past the whistle and then give penalties for people doing things past the whistle. How is that possible? It's okay to recover a fumble past the whistle. It's not okay to jack a dude up after the whistle. Does that make sense to you? It doesn't make sense to me. I'm sorry. I don't get it. I know. Inadvertent whistles, it sucks. It could hurt your team. It happens all the time. That's sports. I don't like it. Maybe your thoughts on that. 803-0550, Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Friday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.